The Shulchan Aruch says that every year on Pesach evening you should always prepare everything for the Haggadah in advance on Erev Pesach, so that when the husband comes home from shul, you should be able to start the Haggadah with the Seder right away in order to finish before Chatzos. The Gemara says that you should be careful to eat the matzah before Chatzos. And the Rishonim say that Bizman Azer, you should be careful to eat the Apikoyment before Chatzos. And some Rishonim even say you should be careful to finish the Abikosis before Chatzos, before midnight. So the Shulchan Aruch recommends that everything should all be ready in advance, that it shouldn't take too long to begin and end. This year, however, since Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so the Gemara has an Isur of Hachone, even if you're not doing any Melachas at all, just to set up the tables and the chairs, or to bring a pillow, or to take a bottle of wine, to set up the cups, that's also an Isur Hachone, even though no one is doing any Melachas. So this year you have to do all the Hachones, of course, after Shabbos is over. The first Hachone that we do, of course, is with benching. In Europe there was never a problem. The bench lift, it was always dark in the room. They had no electric lights. Today they all have the electric lights on. Whenever you have 2 days Yontif in a row, or you have Shabbos Yontif in a row, so usually you have the lights burning from before. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the name of Tosis in Perek Tamimat Dikin, that's the Perek in Shabbos that discusses lift benching. Tosis says, and it's quoted in Din, that when you bench lift, you should be careful that it should be dark in the room. And when you light the candles or you turn on your light, you should be making the illumination at that time. Now, if you have the lights are on, let's say on Friday afternoon, if the lights are on in the room already, so when the woman benches lift, what is she saying? The room is illuminated already. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if it's Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, you should put out the lights and then turn them on the Shem Shabbos and then say the bracha. But this year you can't do that. It's the Yontif, or you have 2 days Yontif in a row, so you can't turn out the lights. So the Paskim say that you should be careful to, the woman should be careful to bench lift in another room, if it's in the kitchen, or another room nearby, where at least it's either dark or it's not that light, so that the candles will be adding some illumination. But if the room is completely lit up with the room is flooded with lights from the lights on the ceiling, then it's very difficult to say that you can say a bracha just on Hadlakas HaNeiros. Some are making on that. Some say that since the candles add a little bit of a yontifdik atmosphere, so that's also sufficient to recite a bracha. It's Hashleris Svar. The Pashtus is that one should be careful when they bench lift always to light either in a dark room and then turn on the lights or light the candles for the purpose of illuminating the room, or if the room is already lit up, you should see to it to light the candles in another room or another quiet room where at least you're shedding some light. Usually what you do is you turn on the electric lights, you turn off all the lights, then you turn on the electric lights, then you light the candles and you say the bracha. The bracha refers to everything that you lit. The bracha really refers to the electric lights. Then the Paskim say, Yitzchok Shmelkes has an Achuvus, and basically Yitzchok that as far as Hadlokas Shabbos and Hadlokas Neiros on Yontif, that it would certainly be good to say the bracha on electric lights. As far as Neiros Chanukah, that's a different story. The Paskim say not. But as far as Neiros Shabbos and Yontif, they say that, yes, so that's the mice of what we do all the time.
The woman covers her eyes.
Not really, because she's not illuminating the room. The covering the eye is not the meaning to consider it as a yosam. No. In Radni Yeshiva, they have, it's an interesting mindset. In the biography of Rabbi Chana Wasserman, they tell a mindset, he was once in London to raise money for his yeshiva in Baranovich. So when it came to Havdalah, so he told them that they should turn out the lights so that they should have Hanorah from the air on air like they do in the yeshiva. He said, like they do in Radni Yeshiva. So he told him about Siddhi Yud. So Siddhi Yud didn't hold so much from the Havdalah, from all these yeshivas. He said, but the Chassidim don't do that. They just hacked them off. There were different in Hagen in Europe, whether you should adopt say the bracha burn the Yerah on the same Shabbos in such a way you should be known to adopt it from the air on air only.
Halacha really is.
Some people also put out the lights, but that's so dramatic, it's not true.
Yeah. This year, well, Pesach
falls out. So much dramatic because Baruch Hamel, you're now allowed to, so that the people with the electric lights on,
the candle is unaffected.
Because Baruch Hamel, you're now allowed to when you have that much light. So by having the electric light on,
you want to have the light up, you zero in on this spot, so you'll be better to check. Yeah, not that much for dramatic.
Can you use electricity for Havdalah?
There's also a machloikis. Rab Chaim Eisen and Rab Chaim Brisker used to use electric lights with a filament, not these type. If you have a filament that's not frosted, if you have a light that's not frosted, you can see the filament, so then they held that you can use that for Havdol. Rab Chaim Eisen, in fact, would be makbid the dafke to use electric lights for Havdol to show that it's an Issa deraisa, that it's real Eish deraisa on Shabbos. Because the Maharsham, the Berzhana Rav, had gepasmik in his tshuvas, that turning on electric lights on Shabbos is only melacha de rabbanan. Chaim Eisen held that was wrong. So to demonstrate that he held that it was really an Eish deraisa, so you can say Bur in the Eri Ho'eish, that it's real Mavir, so the Dafke went out of his way to use electric lights for Havdol. But you have to use Dafke an electric light that has a filament which is visible. You don't, halacha is that for Bur in the Eri, you don't necessarily really have to be Nenef from the Yoran there. The Gemara says we have a minute that we look at our fingers, we look at the shade and so on. The Ikar Adin, the Gemara says, as long as it's close enough that you could be Nenef from the Yoran, you don't really have to be Nenef. But the halacha is that it has to be a non-frosted bulb, so one could possibly be, you can see the Eish, and you could be Nana from the Eish itself. This year, Pesach falls on Amatzoi Shabbos, so you have to say, in addition to the Kiddush, you have to say the Havdalah as well. When you recite the Havdalah, so the Gemara says you have to say the Barim Yeru Eish this year also. So the Gemara says that with respect to Barim Yeru Eish on Amatzoi Shabbos, it's a mitzvah min amuchor to use an avuka. An avuka means a torch. Torch haste, that you have more than one wick blending in to make the flame. So, Meikar Adin, Rabbi Kivega points out in Hilchos Shechita, Meikar Adin, and it says in Hilchos Havdalah like that, Meikar Adin, if you have two separate candles, and each candle has one wick, even though the two flames are not blended in together to make one, that's also considered an avuka. Normally, we are Machmir, we usually have a Havdalah candle from the Tzoy Shabbos, where the two wicks are so close together to make one flame. Or if you don't have a Havdalah candle, so you take two matches, or you take two candles, and you hold them close together so that they make one flame together. When it's Yom Tov Shecholiyos B'Motzoi Shabbos, so many people have the practice that they take the two candles together and they make them into one. So some poskim are medactic that you shouldn't do that. On a normal Motzoi Shabbos you can do it, but on a Motzoi Shabbos when it's Yom Tov, so you're involved in an additional melacha which is really Shalom itself, because if you take a candle and you have part of the wax dripping down, so that's a Shailah of Mechabit. I'm Statik Men Hashem Mishamaneh is Chai Mishim Mechabit. Or rather, Tain of Haker, the Rav, Rav Salavetchik, is Tain that is perhaps Mavir Shalavitzah, that you take two single flames and you combine them together, so you're making a bigger fire that you don't really need, that you don't really need it for any purpose. You can really say Bar Mi'arosh the way it is now. So there's a Sama Machpid that the Dafkin, not to put the two candles together for the purpose of Havdalah, when it's on a Yontif, because either it's a Hashash Mechaba, because of the wax that may drip down, or because of a Hashash of Mavir Shalavitzah. The Kiddush on Pesach night is the first of the Abrakosis. The Kiddush on Pesach night is different from Kiddush. So that Imanish Tana Allah was it. The Kiddush on Pesach night is different from the Kiddush or Havdalah any other night, any other Matzoi Shabbos or any other Shabbos or Yontif when you say Kiddush. Normally, when you recite Kiddush or Havdalah, we have a klal Hamavarach Tzor Shiyutam. Somebody has to drink the wine, and as long as one person drinks the wine, even if it's a cotton. Even if it's a child who's not bar mitzvah, the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Mem that everybody's yotzei with the Kiddush of the Havdalah. You don't say that whoever didn't drink isn't yotzei. As long as one person drinks, everybody's yotzei with the Kiddush of Havdalah. On Pesach night, in addition to the Arba Kos is serving each Kos being a bracha ala Kos, that's how the Gemara says, that the first is Kiddush ala Yayin, the same as every time you have Kiddush ala Yayin. The second is Asher Geolonu ala Kos, the third is Birchas HaMazon ala Kos, and the fourth is what the Mishnah calls the Birchas HaShir. Alakot. Birchas Hashir is from Nishmas to the end of the Yishtava, the whole long bracha. So the Gemara says, in addition to being a bracha alakot, like the bench alakot, you say Sheva brachas alakot, you have Birchas Eirishin alakot, Kiddush Abdol alakot. In addition to that, if that were the only Inyan, so then one person could recite the brachas and drink the wine, and nobody else has to have any cups. Nobody has to drink. So the Tosis points out, based on the Gemara, the Tosis in the first daf in Avim Sochem, that in addition to being four brachas alakot, you also have a mitzvah of Shtiyas Hayayi. Because the Gemara seems to indicate that Rambam sums it up like this, that on Pesach night we have to do two things to demonstrate Kiilu, Chai Barim Laharas Asatma, Kiilu Hu Yotzim Mitzvah. We have to demonstrate as if we just became Bnei Chorin. So the one thing we have to do to demonstrate is that we have to drink four times L'chai. We have to drink Abrakosis. To drink Abrakosis, not Stama Brocha L'chai. To drink the L'chai. You don't just say L'chai and you put it down. You have to drink the L'chai to demonstrate that we are now Bnei Chorin. Avodim are not given the luxury of having liquor. Mashke, they give them milk, whatever, coffee, tea to drink. But Bnei Chorin have mashke to drink. And the other mitzvah that we have to demonstrate that we are now Bnei Chorin is the mitzvah of Haseidah. to eat the Hesed on Pesach night. The Rama says in Shulchan Aruch based on the Rambam that Lechatchila one should eat the Hesed that's leaning on the left side throughout the entire Seder. That's what the Rambam writes. Mitzvah Hesed really has nothing to do with the Matzah or the Korban Pesach or that, because the Mitzvah Achila, the whole Achila below Pesach should be the Hesed. In fact, there are some pasuk who hold, and Yiri quotes, we show them like this, that one should recite the whole Haggadah the Hesed. You should be lean over the whole time you say Haggadah. So that in Shulchan Aruch they don't quote, and they say B'davka Faket, they quote the Shaloh HaKadosh, and it's not proper to recite the Haggadah, to recite Halal, to say Brachas, but say, but I mean, speaking to the Baruch Hu, saying Brachas and things. The Achila should be the Hesed. So the Ramah quotes, L'chatchila Yesav Kol HaSuda. The entire Suda should be the Hesed. And B'nyeved, the Gemara says, if you just ate your Matzah, the Hesed, and you had your Abikaisis, and so on, the Hesed, then you Yetz. So these are the two mitzvahs that we do to demonstrate that we are now B'nei Choron. One mitzvah is the drinking of the Abikaisis, not some recital of four brachas alakais. Everybody has to drink the Abikaisis. And the second mitzvah that we do to demonstrate Cheris is to have the Hesed.
Some kind of reason, Shabbos,
you
know, from one person to
no, you can do that Pesach night also. In fact, that was the common practice in the times of the Gemara. You see, in the times of the Gemara, the Rosh Hashiva would say they would have a Seder in the Yeshiva. So the Gemara quotes Rav Yosef and the other Amorim would prabhu the Seder, and they would say the whole Agoda, and everybody would be Yotze with Shemei Kohen, the whole Agoda. Avodim Hayinu, Mitzchilov, the Avodah Zohar, everything, only one person would say. And everybody else would have to pay attention. They can't talk, and they can't be walking around munching on the... on the matzah, yeah. They have to all pay attention to this. The shtiyah, the drinking of the kaisis, mitzad the brachal kaisis, or the amiras ha'agoda, you can be yotze with shemei kohen. Or mitzad the mitzvah of drinking of the kaisis, that everybody has to drink his own
abikaisis. The first cup is also part of the kaisis as well. So because the part of the
application
is the
mitzvah
shtiyah.
Right. No, the drinking, everybody has to drink all the application. But the saying, right.
But the kiddush is one kach, coming at the same time.
No, the amira.
The kiddush is part, is one of the applications.
Right, so the recital of the kiddush, that's the same as everything else.
Yeah, but each one has to make the
drink. Then everybody has to
make the other.
In the drinking, yeah. In the drinking, it can't be
mitzvah. So what's going to be with the, but they won't be mitzvah as abakos, they'll be mitzvah kiddush, but not abakos.
They have to drink.
Because it's both coming at the same time.
No.
Kiddush is the first kais of the Abakai.
Kiddush is the first bracha lakai.
So
the Alana is the second bracha lakai. The benching is the third. Each bracha lakai is like an
each one has to drink Abakai.
To drink, yeah. Everybody has
so
to drink.
So how can one be made to somebody else?
No, in the recital of the bracha. I'll say the bracha and then you'll drink your own kais.
Oh, that's
you know, right.
Like you say the same thing.
Yeah.
You say the same thing.
Yeah, but only by Shabbos and Yom, the one who makes Kiddush is...
and nobody else has to drink, and on Pesach night, everybody has to drink. That's right.
So somebody yotze with, I'm yotze with somebody else's kiddush, but I can't be yotze with his suda. I have to eat the suda myself. If he eats the cake, I'm not yotze with the suda. Yeshiva the non kaseba the. Do we have to have
Dila Seba
or is it Yeshiva the Dan?
No, Imar has Yeshiva the Dan Kaseba the Dru. Taisa says, going to give it to a different halacha that I can be Motzi you with Hamotzi or with Birchas Hamazin to bench Mizulman. Or the Gemara is only for Rome Mesubim Yacha. The Taisa says, as long as we don't have any Haseba, so if they're sitting around the same table, that's called the Kriyas together. The Taisa doesn't refer at all to the Mitzvah Haseba on Pesach night. That's the Taisa in Brachas that speaks about one person being Motzi the others by benching or by Hamotzi. As far as Hasebe, Bizmanazeh, the Rav Yoh is quoted in Shulchan Aruch that the whole Hasebe institution doesn't make any sense today. Because today, Fakir, three people don't lean over. Bizmanah Mishnah they leaned over. But Bizmanazeh they don't. So that's why the Rav Yoh is of the opinion that Bizmanazeh nobody has to have any Hasebe. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that the women all rely, I don't know why, the women all rely on the Rav Yoh. And although Mikradin, the women also have to have Hasebe, but they follow the Rav Yoh that Bizmanazeh, the whole Hasebe doesn't make any sense. Do not follow the Rav Yoh. Right. And the men do not follow the Rav Yoh, and we assume the Hasebe doesn't make any sense. So the Achroidim point out there is a Medrash that says on the pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Bishalach, Vayasev. How did the pasuk begin in Bishalach? Vayasev Elokimus Hayom Derech Yamsev. So the Medrash Rabbah says Vayasev Elokim Mikan Shetzarach Hasebe on Pesach night. Why? Because our Hasebe is not to demonstrate that we are Bnei Charin. It's a zecha to the Hasebe that they had in the times of Yitzias Mitzvah. So although Hasebe perhaps doesn't make any sense, Bizman Hazeh, doesn't really demonstrate that we have been Echern drinking now, because it demonstrates that we have been Echern. Because that's still a practice that the Goyim have today. When you're happy, you drink a L'chaim. You have mashki, drink l'chaim. The wealthy, b'nei chorin, can afford to have arbitrations. The poor people can't, and avodim cannot. But as far as I say, it doesn't really make any sense today. So the achrenim say that we follow the Medrash Rabbah that our haseba is not really to demonstrate that we have an achren. It's a zecher to the haseba that was at that time.
Did you just say, Rabbi, that if you make a motzi, you can be motzi other people? But how come everybody makes some motzi?
That really has nothing to do with the. It does have to do with Pesach. That's in general a problem. Every Shabbos and Yom Tov, when you have Lacha Mishnah, so the din really is that the one who is saying the Hamotzi is Motzi everybody else, and they're not supposed to say any brachas. In fact, if I say Hamotzi and I slice up the challah and I give you a piece, and you say your own Hamotzi, so you're saying a Hamotzi, you don't have Lacha Mishnah. So this was a very. In Europe, it was a common practice in a lot of kehillahs that everybody said their own bracha. If you give out the slice of everybody said their own bracha. So there's a tshuva in the Melamed Lahoyel where he has gantz in a tainus. He says that it's not really right. The more proper, he claims that the more proper minig is that everybody should be yotze with one person's hamotzi, and then they'll all be yotze with the lecha mishnah.
You should say omen.
You should say omen. Yeah. You should
say omen. Over the
some have the or less everybody has their own lecha mishnah, or some have the practice that everybody holds on to the same two chalas. Yeah. Okay. The Gemara even says that if I am not even eating matzah now. The Gemara says, even if I'm not eating, I can say the Hamotzi and the Achilas Matzah for you. Normally, if I'm not eating now, I cannot say Hamotzi to cover you. But on Pesach night, since it's a mitzvah to eat the Matzah, and the Birchas HaMitzvah Achilas Matzah, I can certainly say for you, even though I'm not eating Matzah. The Gemara says, the Chiddush and Rosh Hashanah, even the other Brach HaMotzi, I can also be Motzi you. The Shulchan Aruch says, random comment on Shulchan Aruch that l'chatchila it's proper to drink the each one of the abikoses in its entirety, l'chatchila kolakos. B'di'eved, if you didn't drink kolakos, then rov hakos is sufficient using the principle of rubik kakula. This is a din of shechita also, l'chatchila you have to shech kolasinim, so gemar chulan, and b'di'eved you say rubik kakula. But you have to have rov hakos. It means if you have a kos so big, the minimum size that the kos has to contain is a revius. A revius, machloek is rashi and tesis. In Erevin, what a revius means. So we Baruch Hashem passing like this is that it means a revius halug. Revius halug means the size of an egg and a half. Not that much, but not that tiny. Size of an egg and a half. Usually all the brachas have. Rashi sheet is that it's a revius ahin, which is four times bigger. It's bigger than the Chazalish shiur on anything. So we passing that it's a revius halug, but you have to drink a robe of that coast. Let's say I happen to have a bigger becher, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes a machlokes, and we're machmer that you have to drink a robe of whatever size of the coast that the coast happens to be. This is especially important to keep in mind on Pesach night, because you're going to drink arba kosos, so you have to keep in mind not to get drunk in the early ones, not to develop a distaste for the wine early in the Seder, because later on you're not yet, so you can just take a little sip. You have to drink davki and l'chatzila kol hakos. And the Yevet Rov HaKos, B'takeh Rov HaKos, a majority of whatever the size of the coast happens to be. L'chatchila, the Gemara says, the Yayin should be red wine. A lot of people enjoy white wine, but L'chatchila should be red wine, or purple, black wine is also considered red. The Rishonim explained. Why this is based on the Pasuk? Alperi Yayin Ki Yisadam, so you see that Yayin Odom, red wine is considered more of a Hashivus. Bidi Yevet, what if a person uses for Kiddush or for Havdolah? But Rav Goffin, you say on all kinds of wine. That is not my flavor. The Shail is, when you have a kosher bracha like Kiddush, Havdolah, or Arbitosis and so on, what if you use wine which is not red wine? So that's Machlokes HaTanan. A Yehuda says that you're not even Yetzi Bidi Yevet if you don't use red wine. And the Chachamim disagree. So often, we pass from like the Chacham, that's where it says in Shulchan Aruch, that even though the Chachidah should always try to get red wine, but Yevet, if you have white wine, it's also good. Ramban's opinion is quoted, however, the Ramban holds that even Bidi Yevet, one is not Yetzi with anything other than red or purple or black wine, because he has a Gemara Bava Basra, which seems to indicate that here it's an unusual case that we pass from like Rav Yehuda. Although usually we say Yochid Barabim, Aloha Kirabim, Ramban Hata Gemara, that we pass from like Rav Yehuda. But L'chatchila, it's proper to use Dafke red wine, the Kiddush, Babakosis, and so on. Rabbi Kiveger has a cooler, Rabbi Kiveger says that as far as Havdalah is concerned, in general Havdalah, not Pesach night this year, the Havdalah is going to be a Kiddush also. In general, as far as Havdalah on any Matzoy Shabbos or Matzoy Yom Tov, let's say as far as Kiddush on Shabbos morning is concerned, but since we passed in that Chamar Medina, it could also suffice. It doesn't have to be wine, it could be some other intoxicating beverage. So So he tells that white wine cannot be gora from a chamar medina. This is mekel on that. But mekel lachatchila should really always, when you're using wine, you should always try to get red wine. Right, this year we say both the Kiddush and a Havdalah on the first night of Pesach. Because it's Matzoi Shabbos, so it's a Havdalah for Shabbos, and it's a Kiddush for Yantin. Right, we do. It's in the Haggadah. You say the Kiddush and the Havdalah together, right. It's in the regular Haggadah. It's printed. Right.
But you say the Kiddush before
it. In the Gemara, it's a whole pilpul. How do you arrange the Kiddush and Havdalah with the Bar Mirah? And by yes, it's all printed, so we don't have any problems.
Why did they have the Havdalah before the Kiddush?
Yishan, the Gemara talks about one Havdalah. Yeah.
Red grape juice and white wine. Which one is
preferable? As far as grape juice, I just wanted to mention, as far as grape juice, the Gemara says that if you use for the Arbikosis wine, which doesn't taste so good, Yain Chai, it's much too sharp, much too strong, and you don't enjoy it. So the Gemara says you will be yotze the mitzvah of four brachas ala kos. You have the Kiddush you will yotze, with the Asher Golono you yotze, but you're not the additional mitzvah that in Arba Kaisa there are really two mitzvahs. One mitzvah to have four brachas ala kais. Then there's another mitzvah to drink Arba Kaisa, to drink. So to drink Arba Kaisa, you have to show that you're a free man. What kind of a demonstration is that if you don't enjoy it? So that's why Rav Soloveitchik Tainis, that if someone doesn't really enjoy wine and he enjoys grape juice much better. So since the Rambam says that there should be a shtira areva, it should be a pleasant tasting drink, you should enjoy it. So he should bedavki use grape juice and he shouldn't use wine. Based on the same Gemara in Rambam, Rav Moshe Feinstein time is fakir, that since the idea of drinking gabakosis is to demonstrate that you're now a free man, and you have the right to drink lachayims, you're not a slave anymore, so what do you make lachayim on? Orange juice, and tomato juice, and grape juice. It's noch shivis. You have to make a lachayim on a mashke, on something with which is intoxicating. Yeah, so Rav Moshe Tain is that he holds mitzvah asvara that fakir, based on the same Gemara in Rambam, to demonstrate the achayus that you shouldn't be yotzei with grape juice. Although grape juice is regular wine and the brachas bar pri agafen, and it's good for kiddush or year long for havdalah or birchas eris and birchas kinsun or whatever, but for arba kaisis you shouldn't use it. In order to bedavka demonstrate the achayus, she davka not use grape juice. Rav Moshe quotes as a raya the Yerushalmi that the Rishonim quote. Yerushalmi says that there was one of the tanoim who couldn't take wine. But he used to strain zechon on Pesach night and drink the abikosis. So he was sick from Pesach until Shavuos. So Rav Moshe asked, why did he have to get sick from Pesach and Shavuos? Why didn't he just drink grape juice? The time is that it's a riot that you're not yet with grape juice. You have to have dafke wine. Others say no. Then maybe he has such a makeup. Maybe he would get sick from grape juice. Shai with it's a riot.
On the ten of grape juice.
Yeah. Right. When you're visiting the neighbor for the Seder and you want to carry something, and you're not supposed to do any malachas if the Shabbos is over. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry, but you're not allowed to do malachas until you say Havdalah. So you say Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh leKodesh. Usually on a Mitzvah Shabbos, you say Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh leKodesh. Tonight, you say Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh leKodesh. And then you're allowed to do all your malachas. You're allowed to carry to the neighbor. And then the neighbor, whoever will be reciting the Haggadah, will say the Havdalah.
With the Hashirah, go light the candles. I mean, he's saying that. I mean, then all women have to carry out of their colors.
Right.
That's just a question of carrying.
Right.
Because all the lights
are right.
This man come.
Right. Huh? Like all the women should say, Baruch Hamav the Mikodesh Lekodesh before they bench them.
That's
right. A lot of they say, and you say Vatodiyen. Right. You say Vatodiyen. Right. Regarding Shehech Yonu, the din is, the Gemara says, Shehech Yonu can be recited any time on Yontif. Lav Davki B'Shas Kiddush. But since we're reciting Kiddush anyway, Ala Yayin, so the Gemara says in Erev and Andafim, Shachyon Amra Afilo Bashuv. But since we're having a Kiddush Ala Yayin, so we save up the Shachyon to recite it also Ala Yayin. The women, and many women have a practice to recite Shachyon and Bishas Havlokas Haneris. So Rabbi Yankif Emden has Shtarke Tainis against this. He says that it's not really right, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that you can say Shachyon Afilo Bashuv. Anybody, the husband can also say, but the Gemara says that it's not proper. The more proper practice is to say the Shachyon till you recite in Kiddush that Shachyon Ala Yayin. So no, so those women have the minhag to say shachianu when they ben shlich, it's all right. But those who don't, he doesn't recommend that they should adopt that minhag. It's not a minhag that one should go out of his way to go pick up from other people. You don't have your own act. Let's say if a woman, an unusual case, if a woman is traveling a seder all by herself, and she already says shachianu when she benches lift, and she doesn't say shachianu a second time when she says kiddush, she was very yetzir to shachianu. Shachianu is not a part of, it's not an integral part of the kiddush. Shachianu is on the yontif. If you already said it once before, let's say the chazan, on Pesach night the chazan doesn't say kiddush in shul, but let's say on Shavuos, if the chazan says kiddush in shul and he says shachianu, then later on he's not going to say shachianu again. So let's say if the chazan's wife said shachianu when she ben shlich on erev Shavuot, the chazan says shachianu in shul when he made the kiddush, so who's he going to say shachianu to? His children. So if he has children who are passed by mitzvah, so the din is he can say shachianu when he says kiddush on Shavuot's night to be married to the children. But if all his children are ktanim, they're before bar mitzvah, and the wife already said shachianu when she ben shlich, and he already said in shul, so everybody's covered. So you don't say shachianu a second time. You only have to say once shachianu on yom. Give a chinuch also. They're mechuyif to say shachianu, but I shouldn't say it for them. Let them say their own shachianu. Right after the kiddush, the Gemara says that you have to wash until it's yadayim, and then eat the karpas. What's the idea of washing until it's yadayim? You're not holding by eating the bread yet. And we only wash without a bracha. We don't say the bracha on the tilas yadayim. So the Gemara explains that there's a problem of tumah v'tahara here. That if we usually assume that stam yadayim are tumah, it's a din with the rabbanon, the hands are always tumah until you wash until it's yadayim, which removes the tumah. And we are afraid that if the person with his tummy dicky hands will dip in the carpus into the salt water, so the carpus will have mashka on it, and his hands will be in time of the water, and the water will be in time of the carpus, so a great tragedy, he'll be eating carpus at the tummy. So what does it bother us? We're all tummy anyway. All the food that we eat is tummy. So that's why Taisus says that this is not a din bismanazeh. You don't have to wash until it's yadayim bismanazeh. So retzach bismana mikdosh, and bismana mishnah, bismana talmud. When the people were careful about tumah v'tahara, people used to eat chumah, they eat kachim, they walked into the Beis HaMikdash. A person will eat ochlim, food that's tameh, it'll make his body tameh mid the rabbanon. Also not minatur. So bizman HaMikdash and so on, there was the people were careful to wash until the sedai before they ate any food that was rinsed off. But bizman is that there is no such need at all. The Rambam disagrees with Taisus and says, although the whole idea behind washing for a dovish at the gula b'mashka, for washing for, let's say, dipping a donut into coffee when you want to eat it, or dipping people dipping lekach into schnapps or whatever, or you rinse off fruits or vegetables and then you eat them while it's still moist, while it's still wet on the outside. So the Rambam says, even though the reason for washing doesn't make any sense, because that only makes sense because on Mikdash was man that people were careful with respect to Tumah V'Tahara. Nevertheless, it's a takana satanayim, and it must be observed even bizman hazeh. So the Rambam's opinion is, when you wash for davish at tivul of a mashke bizman hazeh, you have to say the bracha shekir shana mitzvah sitzvana on a tivus yadai. Taisus' opinion is that you don't have to wash at all bizman hazeh. So because it's a machloikin, so that's why the Shulchan Aruch says you should wash without a bracha, to wash to satisfy the Rambam's opinion that you have to wash. And we leave out the bracha because it's a suffic bracha's local because of Taisus' opinion. The Taz says, on Hilchas Pesach, mikan, tochachas negule, from the fact that on Pesach night everybody washes the tefillos yadayim before they eat the karpas, we should learn musar for all year long, that many people all year long eat fruits or vegetables that were washed off and they're still moist and they don't wash the tefillos yadayim at all. So he says the Taz uses the lashon manishtana halayla zeh mikol halelos, but he only washed tonight, you don't wash all year long. So he says mikan tochachas megule, for those people who don't wash all year long, you're supposed to wash all the time for davish tevul of the mashon.
I thought it was awesome when I could try to ask questions.
I mean, that's why you have karpas.
The Gemara says, if you're washing, you don't have a bracha.
No.
Right.
The Gemara says that the karpas
is... Only the one giving the seder.
Oh. So the Netziv says in his Haggadah, he thinks that the Taz's kash is not so shver. He thinks one can really hold, like Tosfos, that bizman hazeh you don't have to wash b'dovish et tevul b'mashkeh. So why do we wash on Pesach night? Manishtana alayla zeh. So he says, nishtana v'nishtana, then on Pesach night you want to imitate things the way they were bizman HaMikdash. We want to make believe and act as if we would be careful with Tumah V'Tahara. Yeah, it's a little different. So we want to imitate the way they ate the Korban Pesach bizman HaMikdash. And he quotes in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that's the idea of the kittel. He says the kittel is that when they ate Kach Mekalim in Yerushalayim bizman HaMikdash, they would wear a chaluk lavan. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he did the Avodah, wore a chaluk lavan. So the Vilna Gaon says on his own, he has no Gemara, he must have some other outside Makaris. He says that's, he used to wear a fancy, beautiful white chaluk lavan, a white malbush, a chalat, when they ate korbanos in Yerushalayim. So the kittel on Pesach night, so the Vilna Gaon, is an Indian of Simcha, not an Indian of Avelis. Other Paschim say it's an Indian of Avelis. Yeah, the Indian of Avelis, and that's why an Oval doesn't have to wear a kittel, because he has already the Avelis, doesn't need anymore. The Vilna Gaon says that it's not so. It's an Indian of Simcha Fakir. So the Netziv says that just like the Vilna Gaon says that wearing the kittel is an Indian of Simcha, to remember, to reminisce the way they ate Kachim Kalim in Yerushalayim, so too the washing of Tilsi Daim on Pesach night before the Karpas is only as a Zecher for the fact that Bizman HaMikdash they used to be Nizma on these things. That's apparently the source of the minig that many people have, the Yekis have and others have, that only the one who's saying the Haggadah, only right. The father who's saying the Haggadah, he's the only one who washes for Karpas. Everybody else doesn't wash. That's apparently, it must have been the old minig by the Germans from the Bali Ateis. Bali Ateis say that Bizman HaZeh, you don't have to wash all year long for Dovashit to Ulub Mashkin. On Pesach night, you only wash as a Zecher LaMikdash, as a Zecher to the way they ate Korban Pesach. So it's enough of a Zecher if the Bala Bayis washes. But the Taz is following the minute that they had in the rest of Europe, in Eastern Europe, that everybody would wash before Karpas. And it's a real din all year long. The proper thing is you should always wash before eating the Dovashit to Ulub Mashkin. I don't recall, I don't think so. The Gemara says one who washes for eating peiros is yuharo, harayzin begasi haro. That means dry peiros. But if they're moist peiros, then the Shulchan Aruch says he's supposed to wash without a bracha. And the Vilna Gaon passing says he should wash with a bracha like the Rambam all year long. The Davar Shetu Gudu Rav Ashi. After washing for the karpas, the Mishnah says that you have to take the karpas, dip it into the salt water, that's our practice. And say the Baruch Pi Yodom. Tosis introduces a whole new story here. Tosis raises the problem when you say the bracha al achilas maror in the middle of the meal. The maror has nothing to do with the meal. Nobody eats horseradish. Let's say eating horseradish, then it's really a kasha. Nobody eats a chunk of horseradish in the middle of the meal. And the halach is that when you say hamotzi, you don't have to recite any other brachas on any other food. That's only food that's boim dvorm haboim machmes hasudah, food that has a shaykhis with a meal. When you're hungry, eat all that, then you don't have to say any more brachas, hamotzi covers everything. If a person takes it, let's say a person doesn't feel well, they only drink schnapps when he's sick. So he still says shahakha when he drinks the schnapps, even though he takes it for medicine, he still says a brach. But let's say he happens to be in the middle of a meal, and then he wants to drink the schnapps because he has this bad cold. So he still has to say shahakha on the schnapps. It's not dvorm haboim machmes hasudah, in fact, there's a machlokes in postim. If you have the gefilte fish, and then the meaning is that you have schnapps after the gefilte fish, after the fish, is that considered dvarm habay machmas hasuda because the fish was machmas hasuda, and the minig has it that you have schnapps after the fish? But you say, no, schnapps has nothing to do with the rest of the meal. Du hast am minig to drink schnapps, to say brohan the schnapps. So that's bemis amachloikis in the recent posting. Those who have this practice, to drink schnapps in the middle of a meal after fish, do you have to say shahakalana? Well, let's say Tosis asks the kasha, when you have the Moror in the middle of the meal on Pesach night. How is that Dvar Maboy Machmas Hasudah? Nobody in his right mind eats horseradish in the middle of a meal. So Tosis has on that kasha two terutz. One terutz is that if we would decide what the menu is. Here the Torah determined what the menu is. The Torah says you gotta eat matzah and you gotta eat Moror. That's the menu for tonight, whether you like it or not. So Dvar Maboy Machmas Hasudah. The Torah declared as Dvar Maboy Machmas Hasudah, so there's no need for a Baruch Yadav. The other opinion in Tosis says no. Torah never said that you have to eat the maror in the middle of a meal. He's talking about a suda is a mitzvah to eat matzah and a mitzvah to eat maror. That doesn't show it's a suda. Suda siyantav is a different mitzvah. Suda siyantav has nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah. It's a different mitzvah to have a suda siyantav. Nor why don't you recite a baruch pi hadam when you eat the maror? Because when you say the bracha on the karpas, you have to have a mind to cover the maror. Tosis doesn't like that teretz. The other opinion of Tosis says that doesn't make any sense. I say a bracha now, baruch pi hadam, and I have a mind the maror for later. I'm going to say so much Haggadah, I'm going to talk guest over, you're going to forget about it, it's going to be a Hesach Hadas. And the other Rishonim say, no, that does not constitute a Hesach Hadas as far as the eating. If you're holding in the middle of the Haggadah, and you said Baruch Adam on the Karpas, you have in mind to have the Moror, so the Bracha does cover the Moror later on. So Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Chumras on both sides. When you say the Baruch Adam on the Karpas, you have to have in mind that they should cover the Moror also from later on. And according to the other opinion in Tosfos, that this does constitute a Hesach Hadas, that it's such a long pause between the Karpas and the Moror, that the Bracha cannot relate to it. So if it's a Hesach Hadas, you should really say Bari Nefashis after finishing to eat the Karpas. Hesach Hadas, so that I eat some vegetables now, and I'm not going to eat till half an hour later the rest of the meal. So I should say Bari Nefashis. So in order not to get involved, but if you hold that there's no Hesach Hadas, then I say Bar Pi Adama now to cover the murder from later, then everything will be covered with the benching from later. So because of this suffix, we go Lechomer both directions, and we require that the person should eat less than a kezayis. If he eats less than a kezayis of karpas, then there's no shana, then you don't have to say any bonnet portions. The problem is the Rambam sheet. The Rambam says that you have to eat a kezayis of karpas. What's up with a kezayis of karpas? Karpas are mitzvah sachila. Matzah is a mitzvah, you have to eat kezayis. Korban Pesach is a mitzvah. Morer is a mitzvah, you eat kezayis. Karpas, the Gemara says, Beferes is only kadesh yishalu hatinoikis. So why did the Rambam require a kezayis? So the Hagolah is Maimini on the bottom of the Rambam, quotes in the name of the Maharam Rutenberg, that he thinks that it's a misprint in the Rambam. Punk by Karpas, the Rambam says you need kezayis, and when he tells you that you have to eat morer, he doesn't mention how much you have to eat. So he says it must be a mistake. The word kezayis belongs over there by morer needs kezayis. Karpas doesn't need any kezayis. Achreinim, though, on the Orchis Chaim, the Sipinker quotes Achreinim, who have a machloikis, is it kedai to be machmer for the Rambam Shita? They hold the Rambam, really held it. That although the reason why the Chachamim instituted Karpas is purely kedai sheyishalu hatinokas, to do something wild and out of the ordinary to keep the interest of the children, that they shouldn't want to go to sleep early, they should want to stay awake and see what else, what other strange things are happening tonight. But nevertheless, once the Chachamim instituted the whole mitzvah of Karpas, the Dera Masakinim is a mitzvah sachila. That's what the Rambam really holds. You have to have a kezayis. So mitzvah sachila with the Rabbah. But most Acharenim assume that we don't follow the Rambam, that we don't have to be choshish for the Rambam, and the more proper practice is that when you eat the karpas, you should say Bar Pi Adama, having in mind the morah, and you should be makpid bedavka to have less than a kezayis. Yeah, that's no problem. Bearing on Erev Shabbos, Shabbos you have to do give an eitzah. When Pesach falls on Shabbos, you have to give an eitzah how to mix water, because now there's a whole sugi about making a hilmi, preparing salt water on Shabbos. How do you do? On Yom Tov there's no problem. According to the opinion of the Rabbi Yosef Toivelim, that Tosfos quotes that the bracha on the Bar Pi Adama and the Karpas has to cover the morrow, that if you say Bar Nefesh, so you've ruined. But maybe you don't have, maybe you're not supposed to say Bar Pi Adama and the morrow because it's covered with the Hamotzi. So because of the suffix, there are two opinions in Tosfos, so the Shulchan Aruch recommends to go to Chumra in both directions. To say the Bar Pi Adama by Karpas and have in mind that this bracha should cover the morrow, and to eat less than a kezayis. No, the less than a kezayis is if people are starved and they want the daf to feed a kezayis, so you don't give them a hot time. It's only a chumash, you let them eat the kezayis. Yeah, for sure. The Rambam doesn't have
any. According to those who say the kezayis,
yeah. The Rambam doesn't have any bar nefashis. Apparently, he holds that there's no hesed hadas. There's no hesed hadas. The Mogen Avraham says, what type of vegetables can you use for karpas? Kazayis is the same, yeah. The size of a half of an egg. No, that's just the question, how do you figure out how much it is?
No, because
it's
more concentrated.
Right. Kazayis is the size of a half an egg or a third of an egg. So we're not going to half of an egg. What is a difference, what could be a difference between matzah and karpas and maror is a different thing. How long is the tefkei de'achilas pras? The din says that you have to eat the kezayis l'chatchila. The Magen Avraham recommends you should swallow the entire kezayis b'vasachas, if that is possible, to swallow a whole kezayis at one time. And if you can't do that much, so you should swallow a little at a time, but soon after each other. It shouldn't cause too long.
I mean, swallowing an egg, I mean, gulping it down, is that a simple
payment? So you don't do like the
Magen Avraham. I'm saying, that's not a simple
payment. Okay. So Abchaim has a tain against the Magen Avraham, says he's wrong, so nobody follows him. Most people don't follow the Magen Avraham. They don't even try to swallow down the whole kezayis.
What do you think? You
have to tell him that Abchaim holds that so. Yeah, did like Magen Avraham. So the Minchas Chinuch points out, and it's his Gid Anoshe, he thinks that the shear of kazayis terkei de'achilas pras, how fast you have to swallow the kazayis, you have to swallow it within the span of time that it would take to eat a pras, which means either three or four beitzim. So three or four beitzim of what? So the Minchas Chinuch says three or four beitzim of whatever food you happen to be eating. If you're eating, let's say, potatoes for karpas, So you have to, and you want to eat a kazayis, let's say, like the Rambam. So you should eat the kazayis, tefidei achilas pras, within the amount of time that it would take to eat three or four kazayis of potatoes. If you're eating matzahs, you have to eat it within the amount of time that it would take to eat three or four beitzim of matzah. So that's if a person is eating matzah normally, and he's following, he doesn't have to rush. It's not shaykh that he's not eating the kazayis tefidei achilas pras. The kazayis is 10 matzahs, let's say the biggest kazayis Ramazan is 10 matzahs, then he has an hour to eat. Tafdach of this pass means the time that it takes to eat. Time that it takes to eat a ton of matzah. If you just eat normally, without any pauses and without anything, you have a kazayis, tafdach of this kazayis. There's no shalat, tafdach of this kazayis. Which vegetables are good for karpa? So according to this opinion in Taisis, that the whole idea of karpa merely is to say a barpir hadamah to cover the maror. That's what they quote the name of Rabbi Yosef Tevelin. So that anything that would be a barpir adama would be acceptable. The Magen Avraham has a chumrah, and he says based on the Mishnah, you have to use dafka, a green vegetable. So the Mishnah says yirachis. And then Rabbi Kivega on the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Yerushalmi, which green vegetable should you use? So he says petrushka. Yerushalmi says petroizel. So he says that's petrushka.
But that means maybe the top of it, the top
yeah.
is green. Yep. Not the bottom, the one that.
But we use the green. No, we use the green leaves. After the karpas, the
but I think the Mugavon there's a shiloh where the potash is good because since he's cooking it, the shiloh bread
for maybe it's a shahako, yeah.
Maybe it's a shahako.
Yeah.
But he recommends you should
not have that. Yeah, it's after the karpas, we have a minig before we start the haggadah that we have yachas. It's not found in the Gemara. Rashi instituted the yachas. We take the three matzahs and we break the middle matzah and we put it away for later for the African. Why do we have three matzahs? Then this is a big machloekis in Taisus, and we show you whether you have two or three matzahs. The problem is like this: on every Shabbos in Yom Tov, we have two challahs, lechem mishnah, zechel amon. The Torah says that on erev Shabbos and erev Yom Tov, a double portion of mon came down, and on Shabbos and on Yom Tov proper, the mon didn't come down. So that's why the Gemara says that the Tanoim made a takana that whenever you recite the hamotzi on Shabbos, even if you eat 100 sudas on Shabbos, 100 sudas, you should also have lechem mishnah. Or let's say, if you go to a kiddush and they have cake, so you should take two pieces of cake. You should always have lechem mishnah. You should take two pieces. So the mitzvah of lechem mishnah is a mitzvah zechel amon that applies on every Shabbos and every Yom Tov. The question is on Pesach night, the Gemara learns out from the pasuk that says that matzah is described as lechem oni. What does lechem oni mean? So one of the Tanoim says, madar kishaloni beprusa, avkam beprusa. Poor people don't have their own bread, they can't afford, so they have to go to the wealthy people to schnorr, to ask for an adobis. So what is the wealthy man give? He's going to give him a whole challah? So the pasuk in Yishai describes, halafros l'roi b'lachmecha, break off a piece of bread and give it to the poor man. So the Oni goes around and he collects bread from the wealthy people, so they give him, they break off a piece of bread and they give. So the Oni always gets a prusa. So the Gemara says, ma dar v'shal Oni b'prusa, poor people eat, are broken, they don't have a shlema, they get a prusa. Af kam b'prusa, an el Pesach, you should be able to mitzvah matzah with a broken piece of matzah. Not a shlema. So the question is, but if you're going to have a broken matzah, how are you going to be mekayim the lechem mishnah? So here is a major machlokes on Rishonim. How do we understand the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach night? So some Rishonim say you have two distinct mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of sudas yontif, like every Shabbos every yontif, you have mitzvah sudas. So you have to have lechem mishnah for that mitzvah. Then on the other hand, there's another mitzvah to eat matzah. There's two unrelated mitzvahs. In order to be yetzir, there are two different mitzvahs. You have to have two and a half matzahs, two matzah shlemos. For the lechem mishnah for the mitzvah of sudas yontif, like every yontif, every Shabbos, then you have to have the one prusa, the broken matzah, for the mitzvah of matzah. Madar v'shalom v'prusa. Another Rishonim disagree. They say no, these are not two distinct mitzvahs. The Torah tells you that the sudas yontif that you have on Pesach night, instead of having two shleimos, you should bedavka have a prusa. And if you're going to have two and a half, you're defeating the whole purpose of the madar v'shalom v'prusa. The poor man doesn't have two and a half. He doesn't have any shleimos.
We pass in that also.
We pass in that. So we pass in both. We pass in the Madar Kishalani Bikrusa. So
So that's the question that the Rishonim have. Do you have 2.5 matzis or do you have 1.5 matzis?
Is that why you have to eat 2 pieces?
Exactly. Yeah. That's why the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the name of the Rosh that when you say Hamoitzin Alachilas Matzah, right away you have to eat 2 kizesim of matzah. Why 2 kizesim? At the same time, what's up with 2 kizesim? Manish Pana Allah has any problem with every Shabbos and Yom Tov. Eat 1 kizesim ginuk. On Pesach night, you have to have 2 kizesim of matzah. So the Rishonim explain why, because you have 2 distinct mitzvahs, a mitzvah of Sudas Yantiv and a mitzvah of Matzah. So you have to have a kezayis for the mitzvah of Sudas and a kezayis for the mitzvah of Matzah. Chavetz Chaim says he considers that a tremendous chumrah. He thinks that if it's very difficult, the person doesn't enjoy eating Matzah or whatever, so he says he thinks he can rely on the other Rishonim who don't say this, and it's efficient if he eat the 1 kezayis. Why? Because the mitzvah of eating Matzah on Pesach night is a mitzvah to have a Sudah on Pesach. That's exactly a mitzvah of Sudah. That's what we mentioned before, the 2 opinions in Tosfos. Why don't you say the bracha bar pri hadamah when you eat the maror in the middle of the meal? So one opinion in Tosfos was, well, that's on the menu tonight. The Torah declared that that's drama boy, machas hasudah. Why? Because that Bala Tosfos understood that the mitzvah of matzah is the mitzvah of sudah. The mitzvah of sudah. And the Torah says, tonight the sudah should consist of matzah and maror. So the maror is drama boy, machas hasudah. The other opinion in Tosfos says, that's not a mitzvah of sudas yantiv. There's a mitzvah of matzah and a mitzvah of maror and a separate mitzvah of sudas yantiv. Where does it say in the Chumash that the Maror is Dvar Mabar Machmas HaSudah on the menu of the Sudah tonight? Sudah is a different mitzvah. That's exactly the 2 opinions in Tosfos. That's why there's a machlokes as to whether you have to have 2.5 matzahs. 2 matzahs shleimus for the Sudah and a half a broken matzah for the matzah. This is matzah or no, that you have 1.5.
But Rabbi, when you eat a little sandwich, you're going to eat another.
Right. No, then we have, in Shulchan Aruch it says that you're supposed to have l'chatchila 5 kizesim of matzah and Pesach matzah. When you first say Hamoitzin al-Achiras Matzah, the Shulchan Aruch says you should have 2 kizesim of Matzah. One for the mitzvah of Sudas Yantiv and one for the mitzvah of Matzah. Chavetz Chaim says that he thinks it's a big chumrah and if it's too much, you should don't have. Then right after the Matzah you have Maror, you have a kizayis of Maror. Then after that you have the sandwich, hill sandwich, you have to have a kizayis of Matzah plus a kizayis of Maror together. Some Paschim say that it's sufficient if you have a half a kizayis of Matzah and half a kizayis of Maror, and together you have a kizayis. But the Shulchan Aruch says that they don't like that cooler. The Shulchan Aruch says that it's really more proper to have a kazayis of matzah and a kazayis of maror for the sandwich. Then at the end of the meal, when you eat the afikoman, so there's a big question among the Rishonim what the afikoman is all about. So the Rosh says that the afikoman has nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah at all. We already were yotzei matzah at the beginning of the meal. The idea of afikoman is to have a zechel Pesach. That bisman ha migdosh, in the times of the Beis HaMikdosh, they had to eat the korban Pesach at the end of the meal. At the end of the meal. Why? So Tosfos explains why, because in Korban Pesach there's a special thing, you're not allowed to break any bones of the Korban Pesach. People are very poor, so they can't afford anything, so they give them a tiny piece of chicken, so they eat all the chicken on the outside, and they chew up the bones, they eat the marach inside, and they leave nothing. But a person that's a millionaire, he takes a big steak, and he takes a little bite, and he throws the rest down, he throws out a big chunk. So on Pesach, you're not allowed to leave anything over from the Korban Pesach. There's a lav la sisirim menu ad berke, but there's also an iser, that's in Rasish Gruvo. It's a special lav that only applies to the carbon Pesach, doesn't apply to any other carbon. Because on Pesach night we have to demonstrate that we're gvirim. We don't break any bones. We're not such kapsan that we have to suck out the marachim inside. So the Tanoim were afraid. What do you mean we're gvirim? But Lama said, not everybody was a gvir, so we're afraid. The fellow will forget that he's a gvir. A whole year long he never eats anything, never he's fasting on our Pesach. They didn't know about the seeing. And on Pesach, never. The poor guy's fasting comes on Pesach night. He's starved. He's gonna take the korban Pesach and start chewing and didn't break the bone. So they made a takana with the rabbanon. You have to eat the korban Pesach at the end of the meal after you've already had the tneilah, the soup, and the matzah and everything. Then you eat the korban Pesach at the end. Make sure that you don't stuff yourself. You should enjoy it. You should eat it with the yavon, but you should eat it al hasov means at the end after you're no longer starved because of the hashash mishum shvira setzim. So the Rosh says that bizman hazeh, the idea of hafikoymen, is a takana de rabbana to have a zechel of Pesach, to remember that bizman hamikdash needs to eat a korban Pesach at the end of the meal. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote, in the name of the Maharil, that the proper practice is to have 2 kizesim of matzah for the hafikoymen also. That's the 5 kizesim. Why? So the Maharil says, the lashon in the Maharil is, in the regular drashas Maharil, the sefer Maharil, is because the korban Pesach, everybody had to eat 2 kizesim. So we make a zechel of Pesach that they had 2 kizesim. So the Taz and the Magen Avraham, the Mefarshim and the Shulchan Aruch ask, where did the Maharil get that from? Who stated that he ate 2 kizesim? The Maharil says, he ate 1 kizayis from the Korban Pesach. How do you say you need 2 kizesim? So they say it must be a misprint in the Maharil. Maharil was not written by the Maharil himself. The Drushes, Chuvas Maharil, were written by the Maharil. The Droshes Ma'aril HaZecharim Kolob is written by a Talmud of his, who apparently jotted down notes very quickly, and sometimes it's clear that he wrote things punct compared. A lot of times he has a sentence just the reverse. It says one thing and it means just the opposite. A lot of times it's clear from the context. So they say that over here, he must have written down a mistake. The Ma'aril couldn't have said such a thing. The Ma'aril probably said that on Pesach night they used to eat two different korbanos. First they would eat the chagiga sabarasa. And there at Pesach they would bring two korbanos. They would bring a korban chagiga, and then they would bring a korban Pesach. And on Pesach night they would first eat from the chagiga, have a little flesh. There would be no chagiga, only korban Pesach, because this year is the Shabbos. So the chagiga is a machlokes hatanan. We pass in the chagiga sabarasa is not derech Shabbos. The Gemara says according to one Tana, even the chagiga sabarasa is also derech Shabbos, and we don't pass on it. So in a normal year, that you have both chagige, korban Pesach, and korban chagige, so you would eat two kizaisim of korbanos on Pesach night. That's what the Maharil must have meant. That's what the Taz and the Magen Avraham said. Maharil must have said that, and the Talmud wrote it down wrong. Later, Acharim point out that it's not necessarily a misprint in the Maharil. Maharil has a lot of times strange things, and when you look into the matter, he's just quoting a Tshuvas HaGadim, or a Rambam or something. He's writing this state beferish in the Rambam. The Rambam says beferish, that on Pesach night, eat two kizaisim of korban Pesach. This state beferish in the Rambam. And that's how the Rambam translates Nechal al Hasova. The Rambam doesn't say al Hasova. The Rambam says today is Boa Mimenu. You have to eat two kizaisim, more than a kizayis. Not just a little bit of yetzitzen. You have to eat more. Right. So he says he should. So Chafetz Chaim says if it's too difficult, you can do with one.
Half an inch?
Yeah, a little from the shlong, a little from the cross.
So not one
from
1 month. I mean, that's
no,
sure
a little from each.
The whole family can't have that.
So yeah. Everybody has his own shlong, his own cross. The Haggadah begins with the Manishtan. In fact, the Poskim point out that the Rambam seems very clearly to indicate that after the son says the Manishtano, then the father of the household, who is reciting the Haggadah Baal Peh, to be mighty everybody, the Shemei Kohene, should repeat again the Manishtano. Manishtano is not just the introduction, then we begin the Haggadah with Avodim Hayinu. Manishtano should be recited by the one who's saying the Haggadah. What kind of din is that? Manishtano is the questions. Don't we want only the answers? So the Nisivos, in his commentary on the Haggadah, that's called Maisim Nisim, it's printed in a lot of European Sidurim. He used to print the Maisim Nisim on the bottom of the Haggadah. But the Sidurim points out that we have a major problem over here. Manishtana alayla zenikol alaylis. Every year of the, every night of the whole year long, there's a mitzvah of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim. The third parasha in Kriya Shema, we have a mitzvah to recite every day and by night, to mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. So what is different on Pesach night? It's the same mitzvah from all year long. So what do you mean? What is added on Pesach? So the Nesivos points out that quite a few things are different on Pesach. One thing is that it has to be Baal Riches. All year long you say Bikitz and Nimrod, on Pesach night you say Baal Riches. And in fact, the Nesivos explained that's why the Haggadah mentions that the Tanoim was sitting and telling the whole story all night, because Kalamar B'Lasap, Arezim Meshubach, to explain why the mitzvah tonight is different from the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzis time all year long. Another difference is that on Pesach night, you have to tell the story to somebody else. All year long, I can dab marib yichidis. I have a minion, I should go to minion. Let's say I didn't make the minion, so I dab marib yichidis. I say my third parasha of Kriyash, and I don't talk to anybody else. I just say, Ani Hashem Atech, Hashem Atech, Hashem Atech, Hashem Atech, Hashem Atech, Hashem Atech, Ani Hashem Atech. So I say, I mention the pasuk, that's all. On Pesach night, the difference is you have to tell it to somebody else. If there's nobody else there, then, did he ever get yotze by telling yourself? But the more proper way is to tell the achim. There are several other differences between Pesach night and the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim of all year long. And the Nesivos points out another additional crucial nafkamina is that on Pesach night, the Torah says that he got it to the Bincho, Babuze Osar Shem Lui B'tzeis Mitzrayim, Babuze Lo Amati Lo B'Shor Shei Shmatu Moro Munochum Lufanecha. That the mitzvah on Pesach night should be to tell the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Derech Shelo Tshuvo. Somebody should ask you questions, and you should answer the questions, and you should tell the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim by explaining the mitzvahs alayla. It should be derech shei l'tshuva, and it should be revolving about mitzvahs alayla. That's exactly why Rabbi Gamliel stresses so much later in the Haggadah, Kol shalayam shlosh dvar made of Pesach lo yotzi deichai vasoi. This is the ikar part of the Haggadah. Pesach shohay avisenu echel mashuma. Matzi zushanu echel mashuma. Morizah shanu echel mashuma. This is the ikar of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim at Pesach night. To tell the story of Tzias Mitzrayim, derech hezber as an explanation as to what the mitzvahs halayla are all about. Yeah, so they say Pesach shohay avisenu. Right, this manam midrash says Pesach zeshanu. So that's why the Achronim point out that Rambam's opinion is, Rambam's opinion seems to be clearly that after the son asks Manishtana, whatever else he wants to ask, then the one who's saying the Haggadah should also say Manishtana, to be mighty everybody, because the Shaila is also, you should have the Shaila and the Tshuva as part of the Sipi and Seis Mitzrayim. We really say two different Haggadahs. The Gemara says there's another distinction between Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night as opposed to Zechiris Tzias Mitzrayim all year long, and on Pesach night it should be Bariches with the contrast. You should be Maskel Dignus in the Sain Mishlach. You should say that originally we were after Haktitzotz, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Rav Chasodov helped us out. What is exactly meant by Maskel Dignus? So the Gemara has a Machlokes Rav Shmuel. Each yeshiva had a completely different Haggadah. We say two different Haggadahs. We say one Haggadah says Avodim Hayinu Refarim Mitzrayim. The Maskel Begnus is we used to be Avodim and then Hashem freed us. The other opinion of the Gemara is that the Maskel Begnus is Mitchil of the Avodim Zahoy Avisenu. The Achshel Kevana Mokhin Lavidas. So in Rav's Yeshiva they said one Agorah. In Shmuel's Yeshiva they said a different Agorah. And we say that both Agorahs, the Rambam quotes from the Gemara, two different Agorahs. And we say both. He really would have been Yotz if he would have said either one or the other. So we are Marber and Saper. We are so Marber that we say two full Agorahs. It's by us. It's all one, but it's really two full Agorahs. It's very interesting. The Haggadah, this part of the Haggadah begins with Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shinas Mitzrayim Lam Yisrael Baruch Hu. The step is in the middle over here. Abracha for Matan Torah. It's very unusual. So you have an interesting parallel to this. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that before you say Kriyas Shma Shachris and before you say Kriyas Shma Ma'ariv when you daven, so you say a bracha that the Gemara considers a Birchas HaTorah Ava Rabba and Ava Soilim. Write the bracha that precedes immediately Kriyas Shma. Is considered by the Gemara as a Birchas HaTorah. Why recite a Birchas HaTorah then? Everybody ready to say Birchas HaTorah in the morning? The answer is that now there's a special mitzvah in HaTorah to recite Shema, and this is in the form of Talmud Torah. You have to say Dafke Psukim from the Chumash. So the Chacham will misak in a special new Birchas HaTorah in immediately prior to the recital of Kriya Shema. So it would appear that this is the same over here on Pesach night. Kol Yemayis HaShono. The mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim every day by Yom HaBalayla, the Gemara says, need not necessarily be in the form of reading a parasha from the Torah. We happen to recite the third parasha of Kriya Shema, which closes with the pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokeinu Asher Yotzei Eitzchem Mitzrayim Liyos Lachem Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokeinu. So we mekayim Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim all year long by reading psukim, by reading the pasuk in Kriya Shema. But the Gemara says in Brachas that you need not necessarily do that. The Gemara says that if a person wants to, he can say, and he's also Yotze. He can make up his own nusach. So you see clearly from the Gemara that Kol Yemayis HaShana, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, doesn't necessarily have to be in the form of Talmud Torah. It could be just a Haskara B'Yalma. On Pesach night, the Mishnah says not so. You have to read a parsha from the Torah and you have to darshan it. The Mishnah picks on the parsha of Arami Yavid Ovi, Mikra Bikurim. Why? That is a different question. Why? Could be good explanations for that also, but the mission says you pick on a parasha and you darshan. So apparently, this is another distinction between Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night and the general mitzvah of Zechiris Tzias Mitzrayim all year long. And on Pesach night, the mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim has to be Derech Limud, Derech Talmud Torah. You have to learn Psukim, you have to darshan Torah Baal Peh, you have to have a little Torah Shabbat, read Psukim and Torah Baal Peh to darshan the Psukim. So perhaps Rav Soloveitchik suggests that perhaps this is why we introduce the Haggadah with the Baruch Shanas Mitar Alam Yisrael Baruch Hu. We recite like a new Birchas HaTorah prior to this new form of Talmud Torah, just as a parallel, just as we recite Ava Rab and Ava Solon right before we start saying Kriya Shema. Well, those are at the beginning of the Psukim. Right, we are starting to quote the Psukim from the Torah, which require of us to do this mitzvah. I mean, why the Baruch HaMokom is right there? It could have been before or later. I don't know. It's still a good question. The Gemara says that on Pesach night, a very strange takona. All year long, when you have to say halal, you have to say the entire halal of Asachas. So you're not maxing in the middle. On Pesach night, punkt the tanoim on the satan to recite part of the halal before the suddin and part of the halal after the suddin. Very strange takona. So the Nitziv explains in his Haggadah that he thinks that the reason for this is to demonstrate that the suddin tonight is a different kind of a suddin. It's not tam supper that we're hungry. It's a Suda Saidoya. We want to demonstrate thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem to Sodom and Tzach, it's a person al Yetzir Beis HaSurim. The second bracha that we recite ala kos is Asher Yolam. It says in the Haggadah that the proper thing is that you should pick up the kos not only when you're about to say the bracha kos, and you should hold the kos when you recite Asher Yolam. In many Haggadahs, many Hasidic Haggadahs, we have a Shem Yichud Kutcha Brichu here in between the bracha Gual Yisrael and the bracha Bracha Kos. Very, very schwer. In general, there's a general machlokes as well as we say the Shem Yichud, so you write and so on. But even if you generally do say, those Hasidim do say, it's very, very schwer to insert over here on the Shem Yichud in between Gol Yisrael and Bar Brachah. It's like Mamash Ahepsik. You're reciting a Bracha Lakos. You're reciting a Bracha Lakos. How can you be Mafsik in the middle? So if anybody wants to say the Shem Yichud, the proper thing would be to say it before Hashem Yolonu. After you finish B'tzeis Yisrael and Yitzhak, you say Chalomish Lamayna Moyim. But those who prefer to say the Shem Yichud should say over there, and then say Asher B'Yolonu with the Bar Pagofen together without any hefsek in the middle. The same is true after the Birchas HaMozen. A lot of times you have a lot of Haggadahs, you'll have the Shem Yichud after the benching, before the Bar Pagofen on the third course. Or after the Nishmas, after the Birchas HaShir, before the drinking of the fourth course. It's really a serious problem on hefsek. In fact, even after the benching, the Tur has a machlokes with his brother, Rabbein Yechiel, as to whenever you bench ala kos, when do you say the Bar Pragofen? So the Rabbein Yechiel says you have to say Bar Pragofen immediately after Liyolam al Yechasven. But the Birchas HaMozen really ends over there. And Harachman was instituted by the Gaonim after the Chasimus HaTam. So all year long we have a minute to recite Harachman. Whenever you're benching ala kos, whenever you have to bench ala kos, so Rabbein Yechiel says it would constitute a hefsek to say Harachman is in between the benching and the Bar Pragofen. So the Torah says that we don't follow my brother, we don't listen to Rabbeinu Yechiel, because HaRachman's art, you're not mechiv to say, but it's an extension. It's a hemshach of the Hatev HaMeitiv. Hatev HaMeitiv, as Bana Gemara, was much shorter than what we have today. It just says Hatev HaMeitiv. And then the Yerushalmi says they elongated it, they have a longer bracha. You say three times Gemolonu and three Hatovis and three Gemolus, three Gemulos, and mainly you add on HaRachman's Nishgefel. However, let's say by a bris mila, they quote in the name of the Balatanya, by a bris mila, you say special harachman. So many are makbid then in the name of the Balatanya that you should say the Bar Pragofen before those harachmans. Those harachmans are not common at all. And he feels that that would constitute a hefsek. So even if you make it over there by a bris, even if you make it by a bris, but l'shem yichud, that's a very little too much. L'shem yichud to say also, in between the bench and l'shem yichud, is certainly not an extension of the Birchas HaMozen. It's certainly a separate thing. So zikr a hefsek. And in between the fourth, in between the finishing of the Hallel and the Birchas Hashir, so in my, this Haggadah that I happen to have, it has Vahiva Chatzia Laila, Vamatim, Zalapas, Kilo, Anor, Kilo, Yod, then all of a sudden you wake up with the Bar Pragofen. So the Morgan Avram quotes the Machlokas about this. So some Achronim say the more proper practice is to recite the Bar Pragofen right away after you finish the Bracha, the Bracha La, the Birchas Hashir, you finish the Nishmas with the Bracha, you should say right away Bar Pragofen and say the Piyutim later. And other Acharim say, no, you're going to be thirsty later on, because after the fourth course, you're not allowed to drink anything, so it's preferable to save the fourth course till later. But it's very sure, what do I mean preferable? You don't have any prayer, it's a hefsek. The Pashto says that you should really not be mafsik by any of these brachas alakos. You should say the Bar Pragofen right after that bracha that it comes in connection with.
The is on the Hagadah, not after the Hagadah.
No, Gopher Gavin is on the Yayin. But the Gemara says that the Kos is on the Asher Yavon. It's a Brach ala Kos. The Gemara says on Pesach night. Yeah. Like you have Kiddush ala Yayin and Benching ala Yayin. That's normal all year long. So tonight, in addition, you'll be yotze the one aspect of our precious name that you have four times l'chaim. That you can be yotze, you can make kiddush, and then drink a second course, a third course, and a fourth course. The most hashasim of asachas, if I drink all four in one shot, I'm yotze the one mitzvah of the four l'chaim is the favorite.
Yeah,
yeah. Right.
You're not
going to the full kosheni, right? Because the kosheni is supposed to be, in addition to four lachayim, supposed to be another brach alakot. The brach of Asher Galon is supposed to be alakot.
Earlier, why
was
the cup lifted up when you say
the Yishyam, and then
you don't make the
brach? That's only minhagim, yeah, that's not a real deal. It's a minig, the Rishonim called it, it's an old minig. But that's only a minig, it's not a deal. Oh, okay. I mean before you start the Kiddush. And have in mind everything. Okay. Okay, good.
And also after benching like
that. Take
the
kashrut
at the end of benching.
The benching is all brachas.
It's all open.
So we are makel to allow ourselves to recite the Baruch HaGofen all year long when you bench Allah Yayin. We are makel to allow ourselves to say the Baruch HaGofen after the whole Arachmans and after everything. Assuming that everything till Shabbat Shalom is an extension of HaTayva Meitiv. If you don't say that it's an extension, then you're not allowed to say anything. Then you have to say the Baruch HaGofen right after the Olam HaYechassin. That's what the Rabbein Yechiel said. And we are Meikul because we hold that that's also Hemshech of the benching. But the Shem Yechid is certainly not part of the benching.
What's the regular lettuce?
Right, there's different... Different Kabbalahs. The nice is that this man is a professor in the yeshiva who's in that field. What is it called? Vegetables. Barley. Yeah. So he told us in the yeshiva that in the times of the Mishnah in Eretz Yisrael and in Europe, they didn't have regular lettuce. They only had Romaine lettuce. So it's clear, if that's true, so he said it's clear that the Mishnah is only talking about Romaine lettuce. That is a shaila din, whether since this is so similar, is this also good enough for the Mishnah? That's a shaila. But he said it's clear that that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. Mission something like that for a main
certainly that horse is not horseradish.
No, the Mishnah lists off different vegetables that are acceptable for Mora. So one of them is horseradish. The first one is Romaine. Mishnah has a different meaning. So the first one is Chazeres, and Chazeres means some kind of a leafy vegetable which the Rishonim identify as Romaine. The second one is Tamcha. And Tamcha is Charei. The Yerushalmi has the kasha that there are main letters, the mitzvah on milkot yus chazer, in that order, first chazeres, and if not, then tamcha, and so on. The tamcha is charein, that's the second one mentioned. The first one is chazeres, is a lettuce or something. So the Yerushalmi has the kasha, but the lettuce is not bitter, so how are you going to the mitzvah with this? The Yerushalmi answers, if you would leave it in the ground longer, it would turn bitter. So the chazanish learns pshat, so you're only going to if you left it in the ground longer, and it turned bitter, and you ate it when it alcohol was bitter. But if you eat it before it turned bitter, then he says, that's what the Yerushalmi says, that you're not going to. And the Velt says that it's not pshat in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, since if you would have left it in the ground, it would have turned bitter. So that's kaveh that it has a shemar.
You leave regular lettuce? I don't
know.
That's right. If you put a little regular thing into the lettuce,
but to eat it together, it's not necessary. It's not necessary. If he doesn't want it, he doesn't have to. One person can say that, what if
everybody?
Yeah, but I mean, one person can have the kayak. Yeah. Doesn't matter. It's not, and if he doesn't want it, they don't have to. It's sufficient if one person has it. Gemara has enough, like the Sama Marim Hol, that everybody has to have his own kayak. And then the Gemara says, we don't pass like that. Only Lifnei Mishai Mahagot. The Shulchan Aruch says that it's proper not to be mafsik in between the bracha of al achilas matzah and the achilas hakeira, right? Because first we eat matzah, then we eat the keira, the sandwich, hill of sandwich. Because the Gemara says we don't know exactly whether we pass from a hill or not.
So if you pass from Akilel, then you have to eat Dafkin and Matzah with the Mara together. So the bracha that I recited in the beginning of my meal, Al Akilas Matzah, really has to cover the sandwich also. So that's why it says in Shulchanot that although the friends and the neighbors and the relatives haven't seen each other for a long time, the Riga to Shmuel and Yontif is relaxed, it's not proper to talk until after everybody has had the sandwich.
Why do we
say
that right away in the beginning?
In
other words, then we would have both people.
No, the Gemara says,
if you had the Matzah together in the very beginning, then you'd be yais both ways.
Then the Gemara says he wouldn't be yais, right? The Gemara says, since maybe we don't pass from Akilo, in which case he wouldn't be yais if you would have both together, so that's why, that's the Gemara and Kuf says,
like
we have to have first Matzah.
Now, because the
Gemara is the Rabbana. The Gemara says, you have to have Dafke, Matzah, Mara, and then together.
So the Rashut pushes away the more of the shul, as much as
the Chafetz Chaim in the Shulchan Aruch has a tiny on the Zechel HaMikdash Gehillah. He thinks that the Zechel HaMikdash was originally printed in tiny letters, and it's said in the Siddur, that that's said in the Haggadah, that that's what the sandwich is all about. But not that we have to recite, this is a Zechel, you don't have to make a declaration, this is. So he really doesn't like the recital of the Zechel HaMikdash. What can he do? The Shulchan Aruch says the Omer Zechel HaMikdash, says that you say it. So he says it's really a hefsek, but what can he do? He really doesn't like it. So that's why some people are mocked to say the Zechel HaMikdash Kehillah after they've already eaten the Torah, after the Torah. Other people don't say it at all, like the Kasha of the Chavisah. Well, you shouldn't say, because in the Rishonim it's not found that you should say Zechel HaMikdash. Just the Shulchan Aruch likes that. There's one opinion which I don't think anybody follows, which Shaloh HaKadosh says, that one should not be mocked until after Achilas HaFikayim. Why? Because we mentioned before the opinion of the Rosh that the idea behind the Afikoman is a Zechel HaKorban Pesach, which was eaten at the end. The Rashbam, however, at the end of Maseches Tzachim, gives a different rationale for Afikoman. He says that Afikoman is the Iker Mitzvah Matzah, because with Man HaMikdash that they ate the Korban Pesach at the end, they must have also eaten the Matzah and the Mor at the end. So we today also, even though we're not eating any Korban Pesach at all, we eat the matzah at the end. I said, why do we eat matzah in the beginning? Says, well, you always say hamayitz in the beginning of every meal. So you have to say alachilas matzah because you're having a little. According to the Rashbam, you didn't have to eat all those kizayis in the beginning. And according to the Rashbam, you eat the kairach and the marah at the end also. So the Shaloh HaKadosh says that even though we don't really follow the Rashbam, because we have the matzah in the beginning and the kairach in the beginning, according to the Rashbam, we have everything at the end. And nevertheless, he thinks that he should be chayshish for the shita of Rashbam and not be mapsik and at all until after Achila Sakika.
What kind of bread? Every time that you eat, you eat later on more bread. You don't have to worry about hashtag. So what is it even from the matzah?
Shlerechum.
Why do you have to eat matzah and then matzah and mora together? Then you eat the mora.
Tesis explains why, and Kufta Zavana Tesis explains why now. Because the Mara is Midirabon, and you have to eat Mara. If I've already had my matzah kezayis, then any more matzah I eat is not even necessary. So the matzah will ruin the Mara then. If I have only matzah and then Kairach, I won't be able to the Mara. So you have to have matzah separate, and Mara separate, and then matzah and Mara together. Tesis explains the whole thing. The Mara says that the Mishnah says that the Tanoi made a takana to dip in the Mara in Charais. The Mara says, though, you have to shake off the Charais. People make a mistake. They pile on a whole ton of Charais and eat the Mara. The Mara says, you have to shake off the Charais. What's the idea of the Charais? So there's a Machloikes HaTanoim. Rav Lezer of Tzarek says, and Kuf Tezayin of Manal, the Charais is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to have Charais. And the Chachamim disagree. So the Gemara says that if the Chachamim disagree, so what do you need the Charais for? The Gemara says, to kill a keeper, to kill a worm, whatever, a strange reason. The point of Lezer Tzorek is something more than that. So the Rambam and the Mordechai say that the point of Lezer Tzorek is the mitzvah to eat a kazayis charoises on Pesach. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis, obviously we don't pass like a Lezer Tzorek. There's no mitzvah to eat kazayis charoises. The only thing is that you dip in the Mordechai. Lo harayi, that we don't pass like it. Lo harayi says, yeah, shake it up, but maybe you should eat later on a kazayis. The harayi is up there. If you hold like a Lezer Tzorek, there should be another bracha. Allah feels racist, and we don't have that problem. However, the Rambam and the Yarech HaZokeh does pass like Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik. The Lecha Mishnah points out he contradicted himself, and he says, notwithstanding the fact that it's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis racist, the Chachamim would have been stuck in a brocha. So some are makbir to follow the chumra of the Rambam, Tida Kazayis al Sarais. Even if not, what is the haroisis exactly supposed to be? So women usually make haroisis with a lot of chopped up apples. Why apples? Because Taisis quotes the ingredients. Taisis says in the name of the Gaonim, based on the Pasuk Kachas HaTepoch HaRal Ticho, that one of the ingredients in the haroisis should be tapua. The thing, however, Taisis quotes several ingredients. You should have agos and nuts, you should have shkedim, almonds, you should have tamarim, dates, and ta'in and figs, and limon and pomegranates, or any combination of all of these. The question is, what do you mean by tapuach means an apple? So Tesis points out in another place, in my cut, the tapuach in Tanakh means a citrus fruit. It doesn't mean an apple at all. In fact, the Goyim all say that the Eitz Hadas, the Rod Marishan ate from, was an apple. Vani Kuntas an apple, it's not an apple. The Gemara has different opinions. The one thing the Gemara is that it was an Esrog. Esrog in Tanakh is a tapuach. Esrog in Tanakh. In Tanakh, the word tapuach means a citrus fruit. And the Gemara says like that, that the Charos says, should have a sharp flavor. The Gemara says it should have a very sharp flavor. The Taisi says you should put in tapuach. Notice it should have a sharp flavor. So it has a sharp flavor. It means it's a citrus fruit. Taisi, in fact, points out that the Shulchanah quotes this from Taisi. The Gemara, the Taisi, the Shulchanah, that the idea of the charoses is that it should be thick, zechel atit, similar to the material with which the Bnei Yisrael HaZavadim were building all of the building with the bricks. And then later on, you should have to have, when you're holding by dipping in the mortar, then you should pour in more wine and make it looser. But until then, it should be taka, a very thick mixture. That's how it's called in the Shulchanah. The Shulchanah, in fact, quotes another meaning that many people have. The Rambam quotes this meaning that the Shnei Tavshilin that are around the Cairo, and the Gemara says the Shnei Tavshilin are one Zeif al-Pesach, one Zeif al-Chagigah. It's only a mitzvah, Bizman HaZeif, the Churban HaBayis. So the Rambam writes a meaning that you should eat the eggs, because eggs are a simon of Avelis, and the first night of Pesach always falls out on the same day as Tisha.
Isn't this on the Tzedek? No, the reason is because of Tisha.
Different at all. But that's what the Rambam says. That wasn't the reason because of Tisha. No, no, the Rambam writes to me that eat the eggs. Different at all, the Rambam writes to me that eat the eggs on the Kairos. Some people have meat, they don't eat it, they leave it, then it gets ruined, then they throw it out. So that's certainly not right. You shouldn't throw it out, you can save it for the next day. If it's broiled, the meaning is that we broil it. If it's broiled, so most people have the meaning not to eat broiled meat on the night of Pesach. Different than Hogan. You should not have time to say you should. Different than Hogan. Yeah, it's all in Hogan. Even the whole Indian of not eating broiled on Pesach night, the Mishnah writes, it's only a minute. And some Makomos say Vidavke ate broiled meat in order to have a Zechel of Pesach. Another place that Vidavke didn't eat broiled meat, that no one should think that they're eating a real carbon Pesach because we don't have any base on English.
Really a barbecue that done on the spit.
On the spit, yeah.
Like
right, yeah. I mean, we have pot roast. We have roasted, so roasted the different than Hogan also. The Achaz Shulchan says that roasted is the Shgefela, and in the Shulchanot it says it's not roast.
But then roasted chicken should be empty. Chicken,
yeah, the friend who quote the chumras that you should be machmir not to have any broiled
chicken.
Some say that the shnei tavshilin are to show that the suda has tashivin, so you should always eat the eggs. Different reason, nothing to do with Tisha B'Av. The suda should be a suda chashuva. The Mishnah says that on erev Tisha B'Av, by the suda mafsek, you're not allowed to have shnei tavshilin. The shnei tavshilin is a similar to the suda chashuva, a two-course meal. You have shnei tavshilin. On Pesach night, you should have shnei tavshilin to make it into a suda chashuva. So you should bedavka eat the shnei tavshilin. So our meaning is that we don't need to broil the meat, but the egg you're allowed to eat, so you should bedavka try to eat as much of the shnei tavshilin as is allowed. Regarding, I'll just close with this, because it's late, regarding the fourth section of the Haggadah, the Shulchanot quotes in the name of the Rosh that when you recite the second half of the Hallel in Shul, when you have a Chazan and a Tzibur, so there are certain sections that we read responsively. Like the Chazan says, Hoyd L'Hashem Kitab Kiryon. Chazan, everybody says, Hoyd L'Hashem. Chazan says, Yerman, Yisrael, everybody says, Hoyd L'Hashem Kitab. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that when you have the Seder, you should do that also. How many people, what's the minimum number of people you have to have in order to have the responsive reading? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the name of the Rosh, three. A Kiddush, one night of time that you need 10. So the Shulchan Aruch says that three is enough. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes from there. For them, that it doesn't have to be dafka three men. You can have Ishto Bnei Beiso also. Your wife and your children also mitzvah for the three. So if it's feasible, you should arrange that the one who's saying the Haggadah, the father saying the Haggadah, should say like the Chazan does, Hod L'Hashem Tito Kivyon Chazak, Ana Hashem Hashiyona, just like they do in Shul. Then regarding the concluding bracha of the fourth Kohes, the Mishnah says that you should finish the Hallel after the Birchas HaMazon, and then conclude with the Birchas HaShir. So the Gemara says, what is the Birchas HaShir? The bracha after the Shir. So there's a machlokes in Amoraim. One Amara says Birchas HaShir is Nishnas. The other Amara says the Birchas HaShir is Yehalalucha, the bracha that we normally recite at the conclusion of the Hallel. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, since it's an Achleike, so we say both. What do you say both? So the Rashbam has an opinion that I don't know if any Minhagim follow it. The Rashbam's view is that you have to say two brachas. You finish the Hallel and you say Yehalucha with the bracha after Yehalucha, and you say Nishnas and you say Yishtavach with the bracha after Yishtavach. You say two brachas. That nobody follows that meaning. Rish Kapura says it by mistake. He said, the prophet, what do you do? A whole plan. Akash, Rish Adam talked about it by Rish. It's a good cash. It's a good cash. So the opinion of the Rajbam has not been accepted at all, Allah, that you should finish the halal with the halalucha and pray mouth rule about his bachas. And then you say nishmas and say ishtabak with the chasim after ishtabak, that's for sure now. We say both the halalucha and the ishmas, but we only say one chasim, one baruch ato. So the question is, which one do you say? So here, it'll be a common occurrence that in one family you're going to have, they send a lot of Haggadahs in the mail, so half the people are going to be saying the Haggadah from a Nusach Ashkenaz, and half are going to be saying from a Nusach Svar Haggadah. The whole Chassidish Rebbe is following the Nusach Svar. The Chassidish all put out their own permission on Haggadahs. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that there were two Minhagim. There's a Minhag Ashkenaz and a Minhag Svar, what the Chassim should be. And the Chassidim said that Nahara Lipashtay, that every Makam should follow its own Minhag. That those who are Hasidim or those who are from Sfarish background should follow Nusach Sfar, and Ashkenazim should follow Nusach Ashkenaz. Nusach Ashkenaz has everything going straight. You don't go backwards and forwards. It's going straight in the following sense. If you finish your Hallel, what is the Hallel then? Chod L'Hashem Kitav Kili Olam Chazda. Hod L'Hashem Kitav Kili Olam Chazda. And then at the end, you say Yehalalucha. Oh, see, I have a Chassidish Haggadah. Right. When do you say Yehalalucha? You say Hod L'Hashem Kitav Kili Olam Chazda. Then you say Yehalalucha up until Baruch Atah. You don't say Baruch Atah. And then you say the Kili Olam Chazda. So you say the Nishmas. And then. Then when you say the Yishtabach up, and then you conclude Yishtabach with the Brach, right? With the Brach of Yishtabach, with the Brach of Yishtabach. So the Nusach Ashkenaz has everything going straight. You say Hallel, then you say Hallelucha. You just omit the Brach from your Hallelucha. Then you say Nishmas with Yishtabach, and you say the end of Yishtabach. You go normal, straight. Nusach Ashkenaz has you going backwards and forwards. Nusach Svar has you going backwards and forwards. You say the Hallel till the end, and you don't say Yehalalucha yet. Then you say the Nishmas with the Yishtabach. You get to the end of the Yishtabach. Rochas Vodas Mi'atov Yad Olam. And then you go back to say Yehalalucha. So whatever the family minig is, either Nusach Ashkenaz or Nusach Svar. It depends. No. You say you should pick out in advance and make sure that the whole family, or however many guests you have, everybody should be saying one nusach. You shouldn't have in one family saying two different nusachs. You should pick whatever your nusach is. If you're from Nusach Ashkenaz, you should say Nusach Ashkenaz. If you're from Sparta, you should say Nusach Sparta. Different, right, this is different. Yeah. Right, now the kasha that we share about that kasha, why is there no bracha at the beginning of Hallel?
So today, the most popular teretz on that kasha is the Rav Haigoin's teretz. Some places say because he said a shul. What did he say? So the Rav Haigoin quoted, right, the Rav Haigoin quoted by the Ran at the end of Psochim, gives the, is today the most popular teretz on that kasha, because the Bishpurov made a whole shkita teretz, and so today in Yeshivas, that's the most popular teretz. He distinguishes between a halal which is a zechel anes, or a halal which is a lekovid yontev, a simchas yontev, as opposed to a halal b'shas anes. And Pesach Nahayit, the same Hagar, the Chol Dovah Dachai, Baram Yosu Satch, Mekil Hu Yotzim in Mitzrayim, if he left Mitzrayim right now. Mitzichach Anach Nachayavim, Lehodes Lahal. Therefore we are Mekhiv to say halal right now, because Kibil Hu Yotzim in Mitzrayim. So when it's a halal b'shas anes, if you're going to be side of Brocha, Shekir Shalom Mitzrayim Tzivanu, you will be taking away from the spontaneity of the mitzvah. It's supposed to be such a halal b'shas anes, which the Rav Haigoin calls a halal shal shira, spontaneous recital of halal. The halal, let's say, which we recite on Chanukah is a zechel anes. The nes occurred many years ago, so we make a chanas in advance. We say a bracha. We're going to say a halal on yontov is out of simchas yontov, so also we make a chanas. We say a bracha in advance. But a halal b'shas anes, which is a halal shal shira, is supposed to be of a spontaneous nature. So the Rav Haigoin says that's why there's no bracha in advance. But the bracha after is because the Tanoim wanted to be misak and four brachas alakois corresponding to the other places. I wish everybody a...